Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Renee Mellish, the coordinator of the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for inviting me, Daniel.
So, it's Diabetes Awareness Month, and once again, we wanted to talk a bit about that. Let's start about the month itself. Is there a theme or anything to it this year?
Yes, actually there is. This year's theme is Let's Make Time. And by that, you know, Diabetes Canada encourages us to learn about the realities of living with diabetes and by educating ourselves on this condition. Part of it too is just to know a little bit about the incidence of diabetes in Canada, how many people are actually affected by diabetes. That answer is actually 1 in 3 people are affected by either diabetes or pre-diabetes in Canada. These numbers are on the rise, and in fact, there are over 1 million people in Canada that are living with diabetes, but they don't quite know that.
Okay, so people who may be feeling symptoms of it, but not to the point where it's life-threatening at that moment, but enough that they're dealing with things and haven't realized why.
Yeah. So certainly some individuals might have symptoms that their sugar is a little bit higher than normal. And some of those typical symptoms would be fatigue, unusual fatigue. Maybe there are more frequent trips to the bathroom, so voiding more often than usual. Or they might be unusually thirsty. So those can be some of the typical symptoms of high blood sugar, but not everybody experiences those symptoms. So their sugar might be a little bit higher than normal, but they're not exhibiting any symptoms at all, which is why it's very important for people to be screened for diabetes. Screening usually begins at 40 years of age and is done every 3 years. But if somebody has additional risk factors for developing diabetes, some of these risk factors might be genetics or family history. Others might be ethnic background or age. So people who do have these risk factors might want to be screened for diabetes before 40 years of age, or maybe a little bit more often than every 3 years. Now, to find out what your risks are for developing type 2 diabetes, in Canada, we have the Canadian Diabetes Risk Questionnaire that you can find online, and you can go through the questionnaire to find out what your risk is for developing diabetes.
Okay, so you can do this questionnaire. It gives you an idea about whether you may want to be a bit more concerned about it and look into things further. As you mentioned, screening, how can people go about this screening?
Great question. So screening can be done at the lab, so therefore it would be with a blood test, and a person's primary care provider, nurse practitioner, or family physician can order that test for them.
All right, and if that screening discovers that somebody has diabetes, pre-diabetes, as you mentioned, or such, there are supports available from there.
Absolutely. So a person's healthcare team, when diagnosed with diabetes or pre-diabetes, can include a registered dietitian, can include a diabetes educator, can include a primary care provider, pharmacist, social worker, family, friends, people that you trust are all members of a person's team when it comes to managing their diabetes.
Is there anything else you want to make sure people understand about diabetes, about screening, or anything else on this topic?
Well, I do want people to know that they have the opportunity actually to come out to one of our screening clinics where they would have the chance to talk to either a dietitian or a nurse about diabetes. We do blood glucose checks. Also, we can talk about that risk questionnaire that I mentioned earlier, and we can actually provide lab requisition forms for an A1C check that a person can then bring to the lab, and then those results would go back to their primary care provider. So we will be having screening clinics this month. We'll be at the Seniors Drop-In Center on November 14th. And then at the Wawa Food Bank on November 15th.
Anything else you want to make sure to mention?
Diabetes Canada is hosting a virtual event during the week of November 14th. It's called Diabetes Canada Connect, where people can learn more about diabetes. Topics include diabetes management, nutrition, mental health, physical activity, activity, and these sessions are all going to be available virtually. To learn more, people can visit Diabetes Canada's website at diabetes.ca.
As well, as mentioned, you are coordinator of the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program. If people want to learn more about what you do, need to access the program, what can they do?
Well, they can contact us at the Lady Dunn Health Center by calling 705-856-2335, and I would be at extension 3108.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Once again, that is Renee Mellish, coordinator of the North Algoma Diabetes Education Program, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.